or tweet to @LateDebateRTE. Well, as you heard in the news bulletin there, reports from Northern Ireland say a police officer was shot in Omagh in County Tyrone tonight. The PSNI officer has been taken to hospital. There aren't details of his condition as yet, and security sources say he was attacked at a sports complex in the town, with the Ulster Unionist MLA Tom Elliott indicating the police officer was shot in front of young people during a coaching session. He described the attack as despicable and cowardly, and there has been other political reaction coming in as well. The DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson condemned the attack, saying, "Terrible news from Omagh tonight. Our heart goes out to the family of this courageous police officer and to his colleagues. We condemn outright the cowards responsible for this. These terrorists have nothing to offer and they must be brought to justice." Colm Eastwood, the SDLP leader, said, "This is a moment to rededicate ourselves to the primacy of peace and resistance against violence. It is a moment for all, one community and one people, to say we are never going back to this, not in our time." Former Stormont Justice Minister and Alliance leader Naomi Long said her thoughts were with the officer and described the shooting as an evil act of cowardice. And the police service said that the police are currently at the scene of the shooting in the Kilticlocher Road area of Omagh. They're saying one man, a serving police officer, has been taken to hospital for treatment after being injured in a shooting just before 8 p.m. this evening. Well, we'll go to our own panel in studio on this. Lisa Chambers, Mick Barry and Mark Wall. Lisa Chambers, to you first. News like this coming out of Northern Ireland this evening. Shocking.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. We just got word of the news just before we came on air, and just to condemn utterly the senseless attack on that policeman, to extend my sympathies to his family and to all of those that were there that witnessed that event. I can imagine how traumatic that would have been, and I sincerely hope that the perpetrator or perpetrators, we don't know the details yet, are found and brought to justice. It's just it's truly shocking.
Mark Wall.
Yeah, just obviously, just as Lisa says, we only heard about this coming on air tonight. So our thoughts are with the officer and indeed his family. It is a very worrying development. And as has been said, we want the perpetrators or whoever was involved in this to be brought to justice in the quickest possible time. We don't want to go back there ever again.
Mick Barry.
I just texted a friend and comrade of mine before coming on the air who lives in Omagh. And he says the mass of people will be completely opposed to this from both the Catholic and the Protestant communities. It's probably done by people who are trying to drag society back into a conflict situation. I think an opportunity now for the trade union movements to organise an event and appeal for people to come out in solidarity and be very clear that there's no going back.
All right. OK, thank you all for that. And as you say, we do wish the police officer concerned recovery on this. If we get any more details during the programme, we will bring them to you.